Tonight's shiur is titled Pesach, Visiting Your Rebbe on Yom Tov. So tonight we're going to look at an interesting halacha with regard to the idea of visiting, being mevaker, your Rebbe, your teacher on Yom Tov. There's a special mitzvah to do so. So we'll look at the Gemara and try to understand the philosophy behind the idea, this concept, this halacha. So look in source number one. The source for this halacha is Maseches Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And it says as follows: Tana Rabbanan, Maisa b'Rabbi Eli shahalach la'akbil p'nei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbo b'lud b'regel. So there's a story that Rabbi Eli went to go visit or to be seen by his Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer in Lud on the regel. Amar lo, Eli incha mishov se regel. So Eliezer said to him, Eli, you're not a person who's really resting on the regel. Look at Rashi. Source number two, Beregel Yom Tov Rishon, Vahalach Etzlo Me'erev Yom Tov. So it was the first day of Yom Tov, and Rav Eli, he left his family, and he went to his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, on Erev Yom Tov to stay by him. And Rabbi Eliezer criticizes him, and he says, Eincha, Einach Mishov Seharegel, Rashi, Hoa V'lo Amata Beveischa Eitzel Ishtecha. You should have stayed home and spend time with your wife. Shahaya Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mishabeach Anias Hatzlanen Shein Yotzin Batan Beregel Dichsev Isamachta Atal Vesecha. Rabbi Eliezer used to say that he would praise those who are lazy on the regel, on one of the regalim, because it says Visamachta Atal Vesecha. You're supposed to stay home and spend time with your family. Look at Rashi in source number two. Mishabeach Anias Hatzlanen Afal Pi Shelo Bishvil Haregel Misakvin. Even though these lazy people, they're not actually staying home because of the regel. The real source for the reason why they don't go out is because they're lazy. Nevertheless, on Yom Tov, he praises them, the lazy people, because on Yom Tov, they're fulfilling a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to stay home and be happy with your family, and your wife and your family. So he was criticized for leaving his family in order to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks, go back to the Gemara in source number one, and says, Eini, is that so? V'ha'amar Rav Yitzchak, minayin shechayv adam lahakbil p'nei rabo beregel. From where do we know that an individual is chayv to visit his Rebbe on the regel? Shenemar madua at holeches elav hayom lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos. It says in Malachim Beis, which we'll look at soon, in Malachim Beis, by the Shunamis, the woman who Elisha helped have a child, that she goes to Elisha to tell him that the child has passed away. And her husband says, why are you going to him today? It's not Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Shabbos. Mechlal, de bechodesh v'shabbos, mechayv inish lak bule ape rabbe. So we learn from this pasuk that the norm is that there is an obligation to go on Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos. So they're trying to learn from here that also on Yom Tov, and we'll try to understand that. He says, Lo kashya, ha da azav asibi yome, ha da azav lo asibi yome. So the Gemara's question is, what do you mean? Why was Rav Eli criticized? It's really a good thing. It's a chiv, an obligation to visit your Rebbe on the regel. And we learn that from the case of the Shunamis by Elisha. So the Gemara answers, no. In one case, in the case where you can go to your Rebbe and then come back home on the same day, so then it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyav. But if you can't do both, then you're supposed to stay home. Look at Rashi. He says, Madua at holeches. Baila shel shunamis amar la. The husband of the shunamis said to her, why are you going today? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Kesha amar lo elcha varutza at isha lukim mashuva. She said, I'm going to go to Elisha. And her husband says, why are you going today? It's not a normal day for you to visit to visit Elisha. A normal day would be Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara answers, Hada azav asbi yome umesameach simcha sachag imishto chayav lahakbil pnei rabo ki gon ir shebesochat chum ol yedei erev. So if you can do both, if you can go to your Rebbe and then come home and be with your wife and your children, so then that's what you should do. But if you can't, then you should stay home. Okay, so that's the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara, just to summarize, so the Gemara starts out with the story of Rav Eli who visits his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, on Yom Tov. And he's criticized for leaving his family because there's a mitzvah of simchas v'samachta atal v'isecha. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rav Yitzchak says there is a chiyav, there is an obligation to visit your Rebbe on the regel. And they learned out from the Isha Shunamis. So the Gemara answers, no. When are you chayav to visit your Rebbe? When you can do both. When you can stay home or make it back home on Yom Tov and spend time with your family. But if you can't, then you're chayav to stay home. So the question is, what kind of idea is it, or what is this obligation to visit your Rebbe on the regel? And furthermore, the Gemara doesn't seem consistent. All the Rishonim take this up, but the Gemara is inconsistent because the Pasuk just mentions Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. It never mentions regel. So where do we learn out or derive, or how do they derive from the Pasuk that there's a mitzvah to go, there's a chiyuv, an obligation to go on the regel to visit your Rebbe? So how do they learn out from the Pasuk? So what is the philosophy behind it? That's the first question. And how do they learn out technically from the Pasuk, where the Pasuk's only referring to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? How do they learn out that there's a chiyuv, an obligation to visit your Rebbe? So there's three different approaches that we're going to take in the shiur to answer this question. And I guess they'll each give us insight, different perspectives on how to learn this Gemara. So the first perspective is the Ritva. The first idea is the Ritva. And he learns it, I think, the simplest. So he says, Amar Vietzchak, look in source number 3. It says, Amar Vietzchak, Shnemar Lechodesh Velo Shabbos. Ve'im Tomar, Im Kein, Havalei Lememar, Chayv Adam Lahakpil Pnei Rabo B'Shabbos. So he asks the question, you know, the obvious question. Why does the Gemara say that there's an obligation to visit your Rebbe on the regel, on one of the regalim, the holidays? Why isn't there an obligation, or why shouldn't it say in the Gemara there's an obligation to visit your Rebbe on Shabbos? Because that's what the Pasuk says. So Yesh Lomar, Rav Yitzchak Tafas Katza Achron. So the answer is that Rav Yitzchak, he took the most extreme example. Ki HaKabbalahi B'chol Talmud Kivi Kiruvo L'Rabo. So every Talmud is chayev, is obligated to visit his Rebbe based on his distance and how close he is to his Rebbe. Ki im hu be'ir chayev l'rosu b'chol yom. If you live in the same city, if you're close to your Rebbe, you have to visit him every day. V'lo sagi b'lov hachi. It's not enough. It's not enough. Not enough. You have to visit him every day. V'im hu chutz l'ir b'makom karov pam achas b'shavuo b'chodesh. And if you're not in the same city, but you're somewhat close, then you have to visit him once a week or once a month. That's what the Baila of the Shunamis, the husband, was saying to her, that it's not Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh and not Shabbos, meaning that Yesh Mishash or Iso, so you've seen him within the last week, you've seen him within the last month, so it's not really normal to visit him. They would visit him once a month or once a week. If you live farther away, you should at least visit your Rebbe at least once in the regalim period. And even on the regal itself. So Rav Yitzchak saying that if you live far away, you still have an obligation to see your Rebbe every once in a while, and you shouldn't be lazy, and you should go visit him. And how do they learn that from the Pasuk? Because Shabbos includes Yontif, meaning it says Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbos. So Shabbos includes Yontif because it's the same Kedusha, it's similar Kedusha as a Yom. So what is the Ritva saying? So the Ritva is saying that there's no specific mitzvah to visit your Rebbe on the regel. Rather, it's a mitzvah to visit your Rebbe based on how close you are and your proximity to your Rebbe. So really, there's always an obligation to visit your Rebbe. And if you're closer to him, you have to visit him every day. And if you live further away, it's once a week, once a month. And even if you're further than that, the most minimal amount of time times that you have to visit your Rebbe is really 3 times a year, and you have the shear, the period of the regalim to visit. And you can even visit on the regal itself. So the chiddush of the Gemara is not that there's a specific obligation, according to the Ritva, there's no specific obligation to visit your Rebbe on one of the regalim. It's just an idea of that you shouldn't be lazy. You should at least visit your Rebbe 3 times a year. You should at least see him 3 times a year. It's an idea of, I think it's an idea, or fits into the idea of, you know, hidavek b'tamidei chacham, that you're supposed to cling to your masters, your teachers, your chachamim. And one of those ideas is that it obligates you in seeing your Rebbe as often as you possibly can. And the most minimal shir is beregel. The most minimal shir, according to the Ritva, is three times a year, on the regalim, at least. So that's the most minimal shir. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh. What type of interaction is it?
Great question. So I think you'll see from the next approach that I think it'll answer your question. But it sounds like from the Ritva that it's just It sounds like you visit him. I don't think it means that you have to learn with him. But I'm not sure. It doesn't say that you have to learn with your Rebbe. It just says you have to visit him. But we'll see from the next approach, the Malbim and the Rambam. We'll see what it is, what the idea is. I think a little bit clearer. But from the Ritva, it just sounds like it's an idea of clinging to the Talmidei Chachamim. And it sounds like the obligation is just as often as possible. But the least amount of time is really on the regel, so there's no specific obligation on the regel. But I think we'll answer that question. So let's just go on a little bit. We'll look at the Pesukim, and the Malbim takes a very fascinating approach. So if you look in the Malachim, the story is as follows. It says, Vatikra Elisha Vatomer Shilchana Li Echad Min HaNearim Ba'achas Ha'asonos Va'arutzat Isha Lekim Ba'ashuva. So this was a story with the Shunamis that Elisha gave her, through Hashem, gave her this nace of having a child, and then the child dies. And she goes after Elisha, she goes to find him, and then Elisha revives the child. So she says to her husband, we're in source number 4, she says to her husband, send for me one of the servants so that I can go visit Elisha so we can do something about the situation, and then I'll come back. So it says, Vayomer, madua at holeches elav hayom lochodesh v'loshabbos vatomer shalom. So this is the source in our Gemara. The husband says it's not normal. It's not normal to visit him because it's not Chodesh or Shabbos, meaning you already saw him, I guess, sooner than this. So he's saying, why are you going? So she says, don't worry about it. It's okay. I'm going to go. Vatachavosha ason vatomer al nara nehag valech al ta'atzar li lirkov kim amarti lach. So she's rushing, and she says to the servant, don't slow down, basically. Unless I tell you to, just keep going as fast as you can to get to Elisha. So the Malbim on these Pesukim gives us a different philosophical approach as to why we visit our Rebbe on Yontif. I think he's the clearest idea. So if you look in the Malbim, he says, Madu ato leches elav hayom lo chodesh. Ki hayom in hagam leches al isha lokem bechodesh v'shabes. There is a minog to visit the Navi. Yishal Kim is the Navi on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Shekemosh etziva Hashem al ha'aliyah beregel, l'lamed sham darchi Hashem epi ha'kohanim, u'lahamshech elav shefa kedusha me'ashochein bevayis ha'nevchar. So just like there's a mitzvah for all the Jews to go to the Beis HaMikdash on the regalim. Why? So that they can learn from the Kohanim and they can be inspired by being in the Beis HaMikdash. Really, in the utopian world, the Jews should visit the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh as well. And you should have that experience where you're influenced by the inspiration of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim as more frequently than just the Regalim. And that's really the ideal. And he says, the Malbim says that that's how it's going to be in Yimbos HaMashiach, and he quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya that the Jews will go and bow down in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Rak shebizman hazeh shu davar shi efshar hayu holchem b'chodesh v'shabbos etzol navi she'alav Hashem shochein kedugma sheishkon b'mikdash kel. So what they would do is they would visit the Navi instead of on Shabbos and Chodesh, because it wasn't practical to always go to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So instead of going on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, they would visit the Navi, who had a similar type of situation as the Mikdash, because the Navi was speaking to Hashem. U'mimenu yilmedu darchi Hashem, yikablu shefa u'kdusha u'bracha. So through that experience, also, they would gain insight into Hashem, ideas about Hashem, and also they would be inspired. U'vimoed hayu olam l'regel, l'mikdash agadol, and then on the regel, on the moed itself, the same Jews that would go to the Navi would then go to the Beis HaMikdash, like the normal mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. V'alkein tafas chodesh v'shabbos levad. That's why in the Pasuk, this is a good explanation of the Pasuk, that's why in the Pasuk it only says chodesh v'shabbos, meaning that at that time, in the time of Elisha, the Jews would go visit the Navi on chodesh and Shabbos as a reflection of this ideal of Olam Haba, Yemos HaMashiach, where the Jews would go to the Beis HaMikdash, so this was an alternative to that. But on the regel, it doesn't say the regel in the pasuk. Why? Because on regel, they wouldn't go to the Yesh Elokim. They would go to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chazal hotziu mizeh shechayev adam lekabel pnei rabo beregel. So Chazal learned out that a person has to visit his Rebbe on the regel. Ki bizman hazeh she'ein mikdash yeah, Kabbalas Pnei Rabba Mamakum Aliyah Larega. So the idea is that it's a mitzvah midurabanan, it's an obligation midurabanan, that we should visit our Rebbe on the regal instead of going to the Beis HaMikdash, which doesn't exist. He says it's in place of Aliyah LeRegel. The Hagam Shebechodesh V'Shabbos Ein Chiyav, Kevan She'ein Bo Chiyav Aliyah LeRegel. And there, on Shabbos and Chodesh, there's no Chiyav, just like there's no Chiyav by Aliyah LeRegel. It was a good philosophical idea, but there was no obligation. B'moed Yesh Chiyav B'davar. But on the regal, there's a special Chiyav to visit your Rebbe. Kevan She'es Chayav Lalos LeRegel. Because of the fact that you're chayv to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so this is in place of that. So we learn out from the Pasuk that when you visit your Rebbe, it's as if you're visiting the Pnei Shechina. Okay, so this is a little different, very different than the Ritva. The Ritva's approach, just to summarize, the Ritva's approach before was simply practical. He was saying that really you're always chayv to be by your Rebbe, and the least amount of time is really on the regal. But the Malbim is saying that there's a specific mitzvah, an obligation, midirabanan, to go visit your Rebbe on Yontif. And the reason is because it replaces the idea of Aliyah LeRegel. Because really, the idea of Aliyah LeRegel, I think the Chinuch has the same philosophical idea as the Malbim, that the concept of Aliyah LeRegel is not just that you should go to the Beis HaMikdash, but you should be affected by the Beis HaMikdash, and you should learn from the Kohanim who are there. So the same thing, but nowadays, Bizman HaZeb, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So the idea is that instead of going to the Beis HaMikdash, we achieve the philosophy of the Beis HaMikdash, of going to the Beis HaMikdash through visiting our Rebbe on the regal. And somehow, we're able to accomplish it on a smaller scale. So, yeah.
That this only applies after the Mikdash is destroyed, or when there's no Mikdash standing?
Yes, that's how the Malbim's learning. So the Malbim's learning, exactly. So the Malbim's learning that it's a mitzvah midrabanan that only applies when the Mikdash isn't around. Really, when the Mikdash was around, they would go to the Beis HaMikdash, and there was no mitzvah to visit your Rebbe. But that's how he's learning it. He's learning that this Chiyav is a replacement of the Chiyav of Aliyah LeRego. It's a Chiyav derabanan, because the Torah obviously doesn't obligate you in this, but the Rabbanan saw this as an opportunity to replicate the philosophy of going to the Beis HaMikdash on a smaller scale. So they said that you should go visit your Rebbe on Yontif, because you'll get this idea of being inspired, and also you'll learn from the drach. Just like he says, you go to the Beis HaMikdash to learn from the Kohanim, and you darchei Hashem pi haKohanim. So on Yontif, you visit your Rebbe and you study and you learn, and it will you learn about various concepts about Hashem. And you should be inspired. It should have an effect on you, an inspirational effect on you, and you should learn by your Rebbe. But it's an idea of replicating that mitzvah midoraisa. So that's the other approach. So far we have two approaches. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I guess asking is, would the Ritva agree, even though he holds that there's a different reason for the law in general, would he agree that the mitzvah does not apply when there's a
mitzvah? You mean Bizman Beis HaMikdash, should a person go? I think the Ritva holds that it's not Dafka Beregel, but he holds it has to be a minimum of 3 times a year. It's like the shear of, like he says, by Shabbos and Chodesh, he says that you have to go once a week, Achas B'Shavua O B'Chodesh. It doesn't mean specifically on the Shavua or the Chodesh, but it means at least once a week, once a month. So the least amount of time is once every regal, like every 3 times a year, basically. One time, three times, you know, you should go 3 times a year, but it doesn't mean dafka on the regal. There's no idea, there's no specific kiyum, there's no specific idea of going to your Rebbe on the regal itself. It doesn't accomplish anything, anything above than just the idea of visiting your Rebbe, that you're supposed to visit your Rebbe, to be next to Chachamim, and to be affected by your Rebbe. But the Malbim is saying that it's more specific, that there's a specific idea of going on the regal. The Ritva is just saying that the regal is just the minimum shear, but you don't have to go on the regal. You can go within that period of time. But at least you should go, you know, 3 times a year on the regal. But you don't have to go. That's what I'm saying. He learns out Achas B'Shavua O B'Chodesh, meaning it's not Dafka on Shabbos, not Dafka on Rosh Chodesh, but it means once a week or once a month. So too, you should go a minimum of three times a year. I think that's what he's saying. Okay, the last approach, so there's two approaches. One is just simply a regular chiyuv. There's no specific chiyuv of regel, and then there's the malbim, that it's a din and aliyah the regel. It's almost like bizman hazeh, when we don't have the base of mikdash and we can't fulfill the mitzvah, bishle musa, so instead, as a replacement, we go visit our Rebbe on Yontif, and there's somewhat of a replication of the philosophy of aliyah the regel. So the last approach is the Rambam. So the Rambam is more difficult, because he's not as open as the Malbim and the Ritva, but I think we'll be able to extract what he's saying. So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Hay, source number 7, it says, V'chein, halacha vav, v'chein lo yachlutz tfilov lifnei rabo. So he's talking about various inyanim of kavod and ideas of kavod and yira, and he says you shouldn't take your tefillin off in front of your Rebbe. It's not appropriate. You shouldn't recline in front of your Rebbe, but you should sit as if you're sitting before a melech. And you shouldn't daven next to, in front of, behind. I just read that out of order. You shouldn't daven before your Rebbe and behind him or on his side. You can't walk next to him. So what you should do is go behind your Rebbe, but not be exactly directly behind him, and then you should daven. You can't go with your Rebbe into the bathhouse, so you can't really be naked with your Rebbe. You can't sit in his seat. So you're not allowed to say you're right in front of him. You can't basically be the decider of and be the judge of his statements. V'lo yistor esvarav, you can't contradict him. V'lo yeshev lefanav, you can't sit in front of him. You can't sit in front of him. Ach yomer lo shev, until he says sit. V'lo yamod milafanav, ach yomer lo amod. You can't stand until he says stand. Oh, ach yito rishos lamod, you have to get permission. Ukshi yiftar merabo lo yachzor lo l'acharav, elanirso l'acharav lefanav k'neg apanav. So when you leave your Rebbe, the same way people do by the bima, when they go up to the bima, they don't walk, they don't turn their backs. So too, when you leave your Rebbe, you have to walk backwards, and you should look at him the whole time. And then halacha zayin, so this is halacha, that was halacha vav. And halacha zayin, he says, v'chayv lamod mipnei rabo mishi yirenu merachok mala inov ad shiyiskasem yimenu v'lo yireh komasov v'achach yeshev. V'chayv adam l'hakpil pnei rabo berega. So in halacha zayin, he brings down two halachos. One is that you're chayv to stand up for your Rebbe, and it has to be that when you see him from far away, till you can't see him anymore, that's when you're allowed to sit. So you have to stand up when you see him, as soon as you see him from afar, and you can't sit until you can't see him anymore. V'chayev adam, and the second halacha is that you're chayev to visit your Rebbe on the rego. So obviously, the question is, aside from the philosophical question that we asked before, what is the philosophy of Lako Pnei Rabo? The question is, why does the Rambam compare these two halachos? What's the comparison between these two halachos? The halacha of standing for your Rebbe so that from the standpoint of when you see him from afar, achi iskasim yimenu, and the mitzvah of being mekabo pnei rabo, lahakbo pnei rabo barega. What is the relationship between these two halachos? Because the Rambam, the way we learn the Rambam is that he's very specific in the way he orders things in his Yad HaChazaka. So the fact that he's putting these two halachos together seems to be to give us, or should give us, some insight as to what his philosophy, what his idea is of this mitzvah of being mekabel pnei rabo berego. So what is the connection between the two? So that's the question. Furthermore, this is a real mitzvah. The Rambam is learning like the Malbim too. And the proof is, you see that the Rambam brings it down even by Yom Kippur. He says, Haholeich in Shvisas Asar Perek Gim Halacha Vav, HaHoleich l'hakpil pnei rabo, o pnei aviv, o pnei mishu gadol mimenu b'chachma, o likros b'veis ha-medrash, o ver b'mayim atzavaro, v'enu choshesh. If a person's going to visit his Rebbe, or his father, or somebody who's greater than him in chachma, or he's going to learn, he's allowed to wade through water, even up to his neck. He can walk in a river. V'enu choshesh, we're not choshesh for any problem of rechitza on Yom Kippur. V'ose mitzvah, and he does the mitzvah. Shehalach laso sevachozer amayim lemakoma. He does the mitzvah, and then he can go back the same way. Sheim lo tatir lo lachzer eino holech. V'nimta nichshal min ha-mitzvah. If you don't let him go, then he'll never do it. and then he'll avoid doing the mitzvah. This is a famous principle. I think they say this. They want to learn this by doctors going to the hospital, coming home. I think one of the ways the Acharonim want to learn is from this principle, that if you don't let them come back, they're not going to go in the first place to save lives. So it's the same thing over here by Yom Kippur, that when you're going to visit your Rebbe, the Rambam brings it down again, the same idea of visiting your Rebbe on Yom Kippur. So he says that, which is not rego, it's a different yontif, but he says that you're allowed to wade in water. V'chein aholech lishmor peirusav over b'mayim matzavaro v'eino choshesh u'bilvad shlo yotziu yideim mitachas shulei bigdem k'derech sh'osim b'chol. And he says so too, if you're going to guard your peiros, you're allowed to walk through water too. Because I guess it's not derech tainug, it's not for pleasure. As long as you don't take your hands out of your clothing like you do normally, b'chol. So you see the Rambam brings this halacha down by Yom Kippur as well, that a person's chayv to be mekabel pnei rabo. So what is the idea of being mekabel pnei rabo in general? What is that concept? According to the Rambam, and like I said before, why does he compare the halacha of standing up for your Rebbe to the halacha of visiting him on Yontif? So that's the question. So you have to understand, so to answer this, I feel like we have to get greater insight into the idea of standing up for your Rebbe. We'll look at the Gemara and the Rambams, and then we'll come back to this. So the Rambam, so the Gemara says, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, famous Pasuk, in source number 9, it's Vayikra Perak Yates, Pasuk Lama Bez. V'pnei seva takum v'adarta p'nei zakein v'yareisa me'alokecha ani ad Hashem. So you're supposed to stand before someone who's venerable, and you should respect the elderly, and you should fear Hashem, fear your God, I am Hashem. Okay, so this is the basic source for the idea of standing up for a Talmud Chacham, standing up for an older person, standing up for your Rebbe. So this is the source. So what is the halacha? So the Gemara brings it down. The Gemara in source number 10 says, Tana was taught, Ezu kima sheish ba hider. What is a kima? What is standing up where there's hider, where there's beautification? Havi omer zed dalet amos. That's dalet amos. So if a Talmud Chacham walks within Dalet Amos, you're supposed to stand up. Amar Abai, lo amran el barabo she'eno muvhak. But that's only by your Rebbe, who's not your Rebbe that taught you most of your Torah. Aval barabo ha-muvhak mali'enav. But by your rabo ha-muvhak, it's really mali'enav, as far as you see him. So if you see him from really far away, as soon as you see him, you have to stand up. So immediately the Gemara distinguishes between the way that you're supposed to respect a chacham, a regular chacham or an elderly person, versus your Rebbe. So your Rebbe, you have to stand up when you see him from very far away. But a regular chacham or a regular, regular zakein, you have to stand up within Dalet Amos. It's a different halacha. So what is the difference between the two? We have to understand what's the difference between the idea of Dalet Amos versus the idea of Mala'inov. Okay, so that's the question. Okay, so I'm just developing, trying to build up the case here, and then we'll come to the idea in the Rambam. So the Rambam says, interestingly, there is another halacha of Mala'inov, but the Rambam doesn't include it in his halacha by your Rebbe. He has it in a different place. So if you look in source number 11, it's Talmud Torah Perek Vav Halacha Vav. The Rambam says like this, Haroach Chacham ena omed mipanav ad she'agia lo l'arba amos, v'chivan she'avar yoshev. So Chacham, if you see a Chacham, a wise person, person who's learned, you shouldn't stand in front of him until he gets within Dalet Amos, 6 feet roughly, of you. And once he passes by that Dalet Amos, then you can sit. If you see Ra of Beistin, Omeid Milafanov Mishirenu Mirachok, Mala'inov, Ve'eno Yoshev, Achi Yavor Ma'acharov, Arba Amos. So by an Av Beistin, so a person who's not the Rosh Beistin, but the Av Beistin, the second in command. So you're supposed to stand before him when you see him from very far away, like almost like your Rebbe. You can't sit until he passes by you for Amos. Ra es a nasi. If you see the nasi, omein milafanav mala'inav. Ve'eno yoshev achi yeshev bimakomo. O achi yiskasim enav. So by nasi, you stand up mala'inav. Ve'eno yoshev, you don't. It's like your Rebbe. You don't sit until you can't see him anymore. Ve'anasi shemachal kvoda kvoda machal. If a nasi doesn't care, if he doesn't want you to stand, then you don't have to stand. Kishanasi nechnas kol am omdem ein yoshin achi yomer lahem shuvu. Sorry. So the nasi, everyone stands up, and then until he says sit, and then everyone can sit when he says sit. Kishav beisin nichnas osin lo shtei shuros omdim mikan mikan ach nichnas yoshev b'makomo shar am yoshev b'makomo. When the av beisin walks in, there are two lines made until he sits down in his place, and then the rest of the am can sit down. Okay, so what is this halacha? So this is the basic halacha, not of your Rebbe. It's brought down in a totally different parak, different place than before. Before we were in parak Hey, this is parak Vav. So what is the idea over here of standing up? And also you have this halacha of Maleinov by the Nasi and by the Av Beistin, but he doesn't include it with the Rebbe, with your Rebbe. So what is this idea? Look at, in source number 11. What is the basic concept? So I think the basic concept is that the mitzvah to stand up for a chacham and for an av based in a nasi is an idea of respecting royalty. And there's an idea of, there's a concept that a chacham, there's an idea of keser Torah. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Tamid Torah earlier that there are three crowns in Torah. There's the crown of malucha, of kingship. There's a crown of Torah, and there's a crown of kahuna. So the idea is that a chacham and an av based in and a nasi are individuals that have, that are somewhat worthy of kavod, of respect, because of their status, because of their position, because they're leaders and their authority. So the idea is that there's different levels of authority. There's the regular chacham, then the next level is an av beis din, and then the next level is an asi. So it sounds like the Rambam is saying in source number 11 that the basic idea of Dalet Amos is an idea of kavod for the individual because of the status and the position of the individual. And the chacham, he has a keser of keser Torah, so he's on a certain level, but then there's higher levels of respect that is given to people who are on higher level or have higher levels of leadership, the av beis din and then the nasi. So there's different levels. But it sounds like the idea of mala'inov by a nasi and by an av beis din isn't the same thing as mala'inov by your Rebbe, because A, he doesn't include it in the same halacha as your Rebbe. He puts it in the halacha by your chacham. And B, you see that there's a progression in the Rambam, in source number 11, that first you stand up for the Chacham, then you stand up for the Av Beis Din, even further, and then the furthest is the Nasi. So the idea of Mala'inov over here, in source number 11, the idea of standing up when you see them from afar, is simply an idea of respect for the individual, for the position of the individual as well, that the person is a leader, he has a certain level of royalty, and you have to demonstrate a higher level of respect for a person who has a higher position. And there's a progression in the Rambam. But it's different. It sounds like it's different than the halacha of standing up, Mali'enov, by your Rebbe, because he doesn't include it in the same halacha. So what is the idea of standing up for your Rebbe? What is the basis for this mitzvah, this obligation? So the answer, I think, we have to do one more halacha, and then we'll get to the answer. So if you look in source number 12, the Rambam says something similar by your father. He says, I'm not going to read the whole halacha. The end part is in bigger font. But he says, Ezu kavod, machil mashkeh malbish mechasa mishal av, vim ein mamon la'av, v'yesh mamon leven, kofen oso, v'zon aviv, v'imo, kifi mashu yachol. You have to, you're chayv to feed and clothe your parents, your father, with the father's money. And if the father doesn't have money, they force the son to do that. If the son has money, umotzi umachnes umeshamsho b'shar dvarim shamishamshim mishamshim bahen esarav. So you have to treat your parents as if you're a servant of theirs, and you have to show them respect. You have to feed them. You have to help them. The omein mipanav kiderech shu omein mipnei rabba. And also, you stand for your father the same way that you stand for your Rebbe. So just like your Rebbe is Mala'inov, so too your father is Mala'inov, that you stand for him from when you see him from afar. So it's the same halacha. So now we get some insight. So the Rambam compares the standing up of your father to the standing up of your Rebbe, but as opposed to the halacha by the Nasi and the Av Beis Din, which practically might be the same, but are not the same conceptually. So what is the idea of standing up Mala'inov for your Rebbe and your father, as opposed to a Nasi and Av Beis Din? So that's the question. So what is the halacha? So what is that idea? And then we can answer the mekabel pnei rabo as well. So the Rambam in 13, he answers it. In the first halacha in Parak Hei, he says that kishem she'adam mitzuva b'chavod aviv v'yiraso kachu chayv b'chavod rabo v'yiraso yaser ma'aviv. Just like a person is chayv to respect his father, He's chayav to respect his Rebbe and fear his Rebbe more than his father. She'aviv mevil l'chayalom hazeh, v'rabo shalamdo chachma mevil l'chayalom haba. Your parents bring you into this world, but your Rebbe brings you into the next world. Ra avidas aviv avidas rabo shalrabo kademus shalaviv. If you see the lost items of your father and your Rebbe, you're supposed to return your Rebbe's first. Aviv arabo nosim emasam aniyachas shalrabo v'achakach shalaviv. If they're carrying something, your father and your Rebbe, and you see them both, you're supposed to help your Rebbe first. Aviv rabo shvuyim b'shivya podes rabo v'achach podes aviv. You're supposed to redeem your Rebbe who's been captured before your father. V'im haya aviv tamud chacham podes aviv tchila. But if your father is a tamud chacham, but then you're pode your father first. V'chein im haya aviv tamud chacham afa pish enu shakol k'neged rabo meshev avadaso v'achach meshev avedas rabo. If your father's a Talmud Chacham, then he gets first dibs on the lost items. There's nothing greater than kavod for your Rebbe and yira and fear of your Rebbe, awe of your Rebbe. Amru Chachamim, mora rabcha ke mora shamayim. The fear and awe of your Rebbe should be equivalent somewhat to the fear of shamayim, of Hashem. L'fichach amru kol cholik harabo ke cholik ha'ashchina. Anybody who argues, who disagrees, it's as if you're disagreeing with the Shechina. Shenemar behatosam al Hashem. V'chola osem meriva im rabo, ka osem meriva im Hashechina. If you fight with your Rebbe, it's as if you're fighting with the Shechina. Shenemar asher ravu b'nei Yisrael sad Hashem bai kadesh bam. V'chola misraim al rabo, ki misraim al Hashem. If you complain about your Rebbe, you're complaining, it's as if you're complaining about Hashem. Shenemar lo aleinu tzumoseichem ki al Hashem. That was by Moshe and Aaron. If you talk about your Rebbe behind his back, it's as if you're talking about Hashem. So what do we see from the Rambam? The Rambam is saying that you have to treat your Rebbe with kavod and yira in a similar way that you would treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the idea is that all the maisei chachma, the maisei kavod and the maisei yira are physical. But there is an idea, there's a concept that there's supposed to be some type of equivalency in a person's mind between the Rebbe and Hashem in terms of Yira and Kavod. And whatever we can, it sounds like the Rambam saying that whatever idea can accomplish that is really the idea of Kavod and the idea of Yira. So maybe with this idea, with this concept, we can go back to the Rambam. So he says, V'chayv lamo v'nei rabo mishirene merachok mole ena v'achis kasi men of loyer komaso v'achach yeshe v'chayv adu mahakbo p'nei rabo v'rega. So what is the halacha? The halacha is that we have to treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to treat your Rebbe as if you would treat, or as if you treat the Shechina, as if you treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the presence of God. And just like by the presence of God, or the Shechina, when the Shechina is present, man is chayv to stand from afar. So too, man is chayv to go to the, like we said before, man is chayv to go to the Beis HaMikdash and on the regel in order to greet the Shechina. So too, you're chayv to be mekabel pnei rabo as an idea. It's not an idea in aliyah l'regel. It's an idea in kavod for your Rebbe. Meaning the idea of kavod for your Rebbe demands that you replicate in the realm of the physical the way you would respect God. The way you would show respect to the Shechina is how you respect your Rebbe. So just like we would show kavod to the Shechina by standing up from afar, so too we visit our Rebbe on the regel to try to equate the kavod that we have for Hashem, for the Shechina, to the kavod that we have for our Rebbe. And the way that we do that is by visiting him on the regel. So it's not an idea, it's not a mitzvah in aliyah l'regel, it's not an idea of gaining from your Rebbe, like the Malbim says, but it's an idea of kavod. That kavod for your Rebbe demands that you treat your Rebbe as you would treat the Shechina. And just like the Shechina would demand that man stand up for it from afar, so too, the idea is also that on the regel, we're mekabel pnei Shechina, so therefore we're also mekabel pnei Rabbah. We have to treat our Rebbe as if we treat the Shechina. The same way that we show respect to the Shechina, we have to show respect to our Rebbe. So there's an equivalency between the two, and that's the idea, that's the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, of being mekabel pnei rabo beregel. It's a mitzvah of kavod harav. It's a mitzvah of showing that our Rebbe is similar in our minds to the Shechina, to the kavod Shechina. And that's the comparison between the two. And that's why standing up for your Rebbe, malei enav, is a totally different idea than standing up for a nasi. For a nasi, it's an idea of respecting man. It's an idea of showing respect to the position. But for your Rebbe, it's an idea of comparing your Rebbe to the Shechina and the way you will view the Shechina. Like the Rambam says, your Mora, he says, Kol acholik al Rabu kecholik al Shechina, and your Mora should be kemora shamayim. So the idea is that in all of these aspects of Kavod and Yira, you should try to mimic the way you would respect the Shechina with the way that it should be mimicked in the way that you respect your Rebbe. Just an interesting note, just one last point. The Rambam, the Noda Yehuda, one of the Achronim, brings down that there's no mitzvah bizmana zeh, based on this idea, there's no mitzvah bizmana zeh to visit your Rebbe on the regel. So the question is why? So there's an interesting Gemara that says that you're not supposed to stand for your Rebbe more than once in the morning and once at nighttime. And the reason is that you can't stand for your Rebbe more than your Mekabel Omach L'Shamayim, through a Kriya Shema. And you're only Chayev in Kriya Shema two times a day. So you can't stand for your Rebbe more than you accept Kabbalah's Omach L'Shamayim. So you can't outdo God. So the idea is, the Noda Yehuda wants to say, based on that since there's no Beis HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh, and there's no idea of Aliyah L'Regel, and there's no idea of showing Kavod to the Shechina Bizman HaZeh, if you were to visit your Rebbe on the Regel, it would almost be outdoing the way that you demonstrate Kavod for the Shechina, because it's almost like the same thing as standing up for your Rebbe more than Kabbalah Omach L'Shamayim. So since Bizman HaZeh, we don't have Mikdash, so there's no idea of, he holds that going to your Rebbe is really an outdoing of your demand to demonstrate kavod for the Shechina, and you can't do that. You can't show more kavod to your Rebbe than you would to God. So since Bizman HaZeh we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, I think the Noda Yehuda holds that it would be a problem. But I don't think the Rambam holds this idea. A lot of Rishonim hold that you can stand for your Rebbe more. The Rambam doesn't bring it down in the Yad HaChazakah, so I think the Rambam would hold that there still is Bizman HaZeh a mitzvah to visit your Rebbe on the regel. Okay, so that's the... let me just summarize. There's really three shitas. Not so complicated, but... Yeah, go ahead.
Why does the Rambam tweet the Shechina in the Rebbe? What about them?
So I guess the idea is that a person is supposed to recognize that, your Rebbe is responsible for... Like he says before, your Rebbe is responsible for being Mevil L'Chalom Haba. So I guess the idea is that your Rebbe has the most influence on your philosophical state. So I guess that's one point over there. But I think the idea is, I think the ultimate idea is that a person is, that's a good question. I mean, why should you equate the two? Why should you equate the idea of Shechina to the idea of, I guess the idea is that the idea of respecting the Shechina is because of the potential ideas. I guess the concept's like this. It's a good question. Maybe the concept is that in order to be able to really gain from these, from the Shechina, in order to gain from your Rebbe, you have to demonstrate a certain level of humility relative to those, to the Shechina, relative to your Rebbe. And only if you're in that state and you put yourself in that state in front of your Rebbe, and when you're with your Rebbe, can you really gain the most philosophically from your Rebbe? I guess if a person is brazen, or if a person is cholik al rabo, the idea is that a person is not going to be able to really gain as much insight into God through that experience. So I think the idea of kavod is an idea for the Talmud to put himself in the appropriate emotional and psychological state to be able to be affected by your Rebbe, the same way you would have to do that, or it would be beneficial to you when you're in the presence of the Shechina. Meaning, if you're not prepared for the Shechina, then you're not going to gain from... The Shechina just means an opportunity to gain insight into Hashem, insight that you couldn't gain on your own. But if you're not in the right state of mind, and you don't have the right emotional and psychological state, then you're not going to be able to really gain, and you're not going to be able to internalize those concepts. So it's the same thing with your Rebbe. If you treat your Rebbe, and you prepare, and you treat your Rebbe the same way as the Shechina, you'll really be able to internalize the ideas and the concepts and the points that your Rebbe's teaching you in those experiences. Alright? Hopefully that answers the question. So let me just summarize. There's three basic ideas. One idea is the Ritva, very simple. He just says that you're always chayav to be by your Rebbe. He just says that really the least amount of time that you could be by your Rebbe is three times a year. So that's it's not a specific chiyuv on the regal. It's simply a chiyuv in general to be by a rebbe, to be medabek b'tamid chachamim. So the least amount of time is 3 times a year. According to the Mabim, he says that it's really a replacement for aliyah l'regel, that we don't have aliyah l'regel, but you can still gain some of the philosophical benefits of aliyah l'regel on Yontif when you visit your Rebbe. And then lastly, it's the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's really a mitzvah kavod for your Rebbe, that you have to treat your Rebbe the way that you treat the Shechina. So one of that demands, and that's why he includes these two halachos, the idea of Malainov and the idea of Chayav Adam L'Hakbil Pnei Rabba Beregel, and he puts it in the halachos of kavod in Hilchos Tamid Torah, because he's showing you it's a din and kavod for your Rebbe, and the nature of that kavod is that you treat your Rebbe the way that you would treat the Shechina. So that demands that you visit him on the regal, the same way that you visit the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash on the regal. All right?